Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me.
On this day in 1970, the very first Earth Day took place, and it ushered in a golden age of activism. And it now includes a wide range of events coordinated globally by EarthDay.org. It includes 1 billion people in more than 193 countries. And the theme this year is Invest in Our Planet. The mayor was out today. She toured Plant Chicago in Brighton Park. That's a not-for-profit organization. Cultivates circular economies, helps small businesses reduce waste and increase equity in their neighborhoods. This is what she had to say.
I'm proud to say that my administration will be deepening our already commitment by releasing next week Chicago's 2022 Climate Action Plan, which will chart our pathway to a more sustainable and equitable future. This strategic plan outlines updated goals and specific actions that city departments and sister agencies will undertake in coordination with community partners, institutions, civic leaders, and residents to mitigate the disastrous effects of climate change and become a pillar of my agenda to build a more inclusive, racially equitable economy right here in the city of Chicago.
You want to celebrate Earth Day? Get out this weekend to the Morton Arboretum. On the phone is Murphy Westwood, the Arboretum's Vice President of Science and Conservation. How are you today, Murphy?
I'm great. Happy Earth Day.
Yes, it is a day to celebrate. And a lot of people try to plant something today. I think a lot of people plant trees. And talk to us about tree conservation, because I'm told, obviously, you have to look many years forward into what your landscape will look like at the Morton Arboretum based on what it's going to be 40, 50 years from now. You have to know what to plant today. How is that impacting the way you do business there?
Yes. And you know, climate change obviously is having a big impact on that as well. And, you know, we like to say at the Morton Arboretum that we work on tree time, right? Our trees that we are planting today will hopefully outlive all of us. And so we try to take a holistic approach to our tree planting and our tree conservation work. So we focus heavily in the arboretum itself to have a resilient collection of trees for the future on site. We also want to make sure that the Chicago region, that our communities where we live and work, that our neighbors, that we have a healthy urban forest. So all of the trees across the Chicago region, we're working hard to make sure that urban forest that we live in that gives us all of those benefits of trees, like the clean air and the stormwater mitigation, which is especially important today.
Yes.
And energy savings, all of those benefits of trees can be recognized and realized by by every community member in the Chicago region. And then we have a global tree conservation program that looks to save threatened tree species and biodiversity hotspots around the world. So we're really trying to address our kind of biodiversity crisis that we have on our hands in as many different ways as we can.
What kind is the oldest tree that you have at the Morton Arboretum? And when do you think it was planted, or how long has it been there?
That's a great question. Actually, our forest ecologist was giving a webinar last night, and she said that the oldest tree that we have that she has found on the Arboretum property, it way predates the Arboretum itself. It's from the 1770s. So it's actually older than this whole country. And it's possible we've got some oaks on site that are even older than that. Our oldest tree that was planted would have been in about 1922 when the Arboretum was founded. This is our centennial year.
Oh, my gosh. You're as old as WGN. We're celebrating our 100th birthday, too.
Oh, my gosh. We should have a party together.
We should have a party together for certain.
Let's plant a tree.
Absolutely. And that's obviously something you're doing all the time, right? Planting?
That's right. So we have an active tree planting program. In the Chicago region here, we work through our flagship initiative, the Chicago Region Trees Initiative. And that is a coalition of partners that we lead that that works to ensure that the Chicago region urban forest is diverse, that the canopy is growing and healthy, and that it's equitably distributed, because we have a problem with the distribution of trees and healthy trees across the region. And so we're really trying to make sure that under-resourced communities and under-canopied communities get the trees that they need. So we have been actively tree planting and advocating for trees in the region for a long time. But as part of our centennial celebration, we are ramping up that effort, and we are committing to plant 3,000 trees across the Chicago region over the next year. And we kicked that off today. So very exciting day for us.
And are you always looking for volunteers?
Always, yes. This is, I mean, there's every single person in our area can do something to help trees. For this particular initiative, we are, we will be doing a lot of the planting. Our staff is doing the planting. Our partners are doing planting. So the way it will work is that we are working with local communities, local high schools, cultural centers, villages, we've got a variety of different partners, and they commit to host these trees, right? Because like I said, we work on tree time. We want to make sure that the trees that we plant today are going to be there and healthy and thriving for a long time, and trees need care. So we have these tree partners that you can fill out a form actually on the Arboretum's website at mortonarb.org/centennialtrees to there's all the information there about how you could volunteer. You can do that through our CRTI website, and you can request to be a tree planting partner and be a site to receive some of these trees.
I love that. We're going to toss it to the newsroom, but Murphy, will you come back one day? Because there's something that is affecting pine trees in our area, isn't there?
We have a big problem with various invasive species and pests and diseases, which is one of the big challenges. So I would love to talk to you more about it.
All right. We'll have you back on again, and we'll address that because I think people have questions. Happy Earth Day. Thanks for being a part of Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you. Happy Earth Day to you, too.
Lauren's got the news next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.